Hello, club members. I lied about the name of this creepypasta. It's actually called Squidward Suicide, and it contains depictions of suicide. If that's something that's going to bother you, feel free to skip this episode. I love you, and I'll see you next time. Stay spoopy. Hello, club members. I'm Mermaid Man.
And I'm Barnacle Boy.
And welcome back to another creepypasta episode of the Nightlight Horror Movie Club. This one, Ariana knows that it's about SpongeBob, right? That's all you know.
Kate sent me a picture of Squidward, and he's got glowing eyes that are bleeding. So...
Which is a creepypasta. Yeah, that's how you know it's going to be real good. Like, I was pulling this up before we started recording, and just the image alone, I'm like, this is going to be the absolute best. And Ariana, you don't even know what it's called.
What's it? Wait, is it called Evil Squidward?
It's called Squidward Suicide.
Squidward Suicide? Yeah. Wait, like Squidwards? Like possessive? Or like possessive. Squidward Suicide? Oh, okay. Squidward Suicide. Yikes.
So guys, this has been on the top 10 creepypasta list like pretty much every time I look. And I haven't done it because I think it probably relies heavily on the image, but I just sent it to Ariana and I'm like, you know what? I think that me being a big fan of SpongeBob and you kind of having no idea what it is, I think this is going to be a fun time.
I watched SpongeBob when I was a child. I haven't watched it recently except for when I'm at your house, Kate.
Except for whenever I make you.
Except for when we watch it at your house.
Nick and I were Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy for like our first Halloween together.
Hot.
I know, it was cute. He had like the purple star on his nose, and I kept kissing him, so I got it on my nose.
Aww. It was very cute. I know. Nick loves a sidekick, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. He really does. He likes that vibe.
Yeah, I feel like he was
Rocky
like
this year to my.
Yeah, but he was also wasn't he like. Oh, Batman sidekick. What's his name? Robin?
Robin, yeah. He really likes Robin for some reason. I'm never Batman. Yeah. He's just Robin. I'm like,
he's
okay.
He's just Robin without a Batman.
And then he did it two non-consecutive Halloweens. Yeah. He's just an interesting guy. I'm like, all right,
he is.
Cool.
He is.
Well, we're big SpongeBob fans. Like, it's kind of like one of our comfort shows that we watch. Just the first three seasons. Just for everybody's reference. Everyone knows that, but I have to say it.
Are those like the cool seasons?
Those are like before the writing changed.
The OG? Like, okay.
Yeah, like it just became a property of Nickelodeon and like the creators weren't involved and it tanked. And like Steven Hillenburg like died and, you know, it's in different hands now. So I don't know what's going on with SpongeBob now, but maybe.
Is it still a thing? Is it still on?
Yeah, it's still
like
on.
New episodes are still being created?
I'm pretty sure, yes.
Wow.
It is still a major Nickelodeon IP.
Wow. Crazy.
Yeah. Crazy. Wild.
20 years later.
Yeah. I think that this one is an older creepypasta, though.
I'm sure it is. Are creepypastas even still being made, or is this like a 2000?
Oh, yeah. No, really? They happen all the time. Oh, yes.
Oh, shit. Okay.
r/no sleep? Oh, yeah. There's an infinite. Guys, if you like creepypastas, I have all of them. So... just let me know which ones you want to do. There's an infinite supply.
Remember that time, those many times, that I thought I was reading a real story and then it turned into a creepypasta?
I
was like, Kate,
you.
I have a real story for you.
It
and then it's clearly a child writing
at the
this
end,
story.
It's like some insane story. Yeah, the La Llorona one was my absolute
yes,
favorite.
Yes, that one got me good. Got
Ariana
me
good. Didn't grow
I
up reading creepypastas.
I skimmed
but
it.
You have a good understanding
known.
Of it. You have a good understanding of creepypastas now, though. So, like, you get it.
Yes,
you get
I get
the vibe.
It.
Yeah.
I get the vibe.
All right. Well, I want to understand what the fuck goes on in this one. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, club members. Squidward Suicide. I just want to start off by saying, if you want an answer at the end.
Always.
Always.
I just want to start off by saying, I feel like that's.
They never can just go into the
they
story.
Never can they just tell to. A story. Yes.
We need some unnecessary exposition.
Yes.
we need to break the fourth wall. We need to make this feel like
break the fourth wall immediately.
All right. I just want to start off by saying, if you want an answer at the end, prepare to be disappointed. There isn't one.
Ooh.
I was an intern at Nickelodeon Studios for a year in 2005 for my degree in animation.
Aw, they want to be an animator. That's cute.
It was. I know, that's very cute. It wasn't paid, of course.
Of course not.
Most internships aren't.
Duh. Duh, Kate.
Stupid. Did you think they were? Because they're not.
They're not.
But most kids at the time would shit themselves over it.
What?
I love it already.
Over what? What are we talking
over
about?
Over getting an unpaid internship at Nickelodeon Studios.
Most kids would shit their pants. Not me, though.
I love how
I'm an adult.
I love how he says kids. Yeah.
I'm an adult.
All the other kids would be jealous. I mean.
Of me, the adult. Did I mention that I'm an adult?
Did I mention?
Name's Ed.
That I got a degree at Ann. All right, now since I work directly, oh, he's a big deal. Now since I work directly with the editors and animators, I got to view the new episodes days before they aired. I love this.
Ooh, the perks.
Oh, the perks.
Perks of an unpaid internship.
That any 12-year-old intern would love. They had very recently made the SpongeBob movie.
Oh my God.
And the entire staff was somewhat sapped of creativity, so it took them longer to start up the season. But the delay lasted longer for more upsetting reasons. There was a problem with the series 4 premiere. Okay, this has to be old. That set everyone and everything back for several months.
Squidward.
I don't know where this is going to go, but I know that Squidward's going to kill himself. So I'm very excited to see.
Is this guy going to try to convince us that Squidward is real and that he kills himself?
I think that.
I'm so ready for it. What the fuck?
It's either that or it's like a sentient cartoon that like kills himself and like they can't make it not
exactly
animate to kill himself.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. There's all that's another creepypasta trope is a disturbing image. I know that this I bet that's what it is. I bet it's something like that.
Yeah, you're right.
But I prefer Squidward really leaps off the page and is a character with us.
Kind of like the Disney one. Yeah.
Like a sad clown.
Yeah.
All right. Me and two other interns were in the editing room along with the lead animators and sound editors for the final cut. We received the copy that was supposed to be Fear of a Krabby Patty.
Sure.
And gathered around deep track and gathered around the screen to watch. Now, given that it isn't final yet, I just can't.
Oh my God.
Animators often put up a mock title card, sort of as an inside joke for us, with phony, oftentimes lewd titles, such as How Sex Doesn't Work instead of Rockabye Bivalve. Okay. When SpongeBob and Patrick
Oh my God. Kate, I can't cringe hard enough.
Nothing particular funny, but work-related chuckles. So when we saw the...
What?
When we saw the title card Squidward Suicide, we didn't think it more than a morbid joke. One of the interns did a small throat laugh at it. I think it's just interns that work.
It's all interns.
It's just a room full of
interns. No one's paid.
Why would they be? They're interns.
They're interns, guys. They're unpaid.
The happy-go-lucky music plays as is normal. The story began with Squidward practicing his clarinet, hitting a few sour notes like normal.
TMI.
We hear SpongeBob laughing outside, and Squidward stops, yelling at him to keep it down as he has a concert that needs to practice. Oh, a concert that night. SpongeBob says okay and goes to see Sandy with Patrick.
Too much
the
information.
Okay, listen. We have had people argue with us and tell us, I'm not going to say who, but say that creepypastas aren't always written by children. Meaning,
wait, you should say who?
The adult author of one of the creepypastas, I won't say which one, emailed us to say that we were stifling young writers.
The whole point of creepypastas is like people like us are reading them for fun, like as a like kind of like a
it's joke. Like an entertainment. Yeah.
Also, you can laugh at yourself from 20 years ago. It's fine. That's what I'm saying. You're not that person anymore.
Like, I just love that this person was clearly, like, following his tags on the internet.
I felt bad.
No, don't. He needs to get a fucking life. No.
Get a fucking life.
No, sorry. Get a fucking life, bro. Write something else. Stop dwelling on this thing you wrote in 2003.
What if he's, like, a famous writer, though? What if it's, like... What if he's, like, a famous writer now?
He did say his name was Stephen King.
That's... What if it's Stephen King?
He's like, stop making fun of my books, you guys.
Signed, nice. S. King.
Okay, now we are actually bullying him. Now I'm going to have to cut all this out.
I feel bad.
No, I really don't feel bad. He needs to get a fucking life. That's hilarious. Wait, where were we? Something was going on with SpongeBob.
SpongeBob went to Sandy's house with Patrick.
Yeah, so... Okay, so SpongeBob's with Sandy and Patrick. The bubble splash screen comes up, and we see the ending of Squidward's concert. This is when things began to seem off. While playing, a few frames repeat themselves, but the sound doesn't. Parentheses. At this point, sound is synced up with animation. Okay.
I don't understand.
So yeah, that's
please
not
please give
common.
Me more info. Explain.
We're not animators. We're not interns like you. Okay, we don't get it. But when he stops playing, the sound finishes as if the skip never happened. There is a slight murmuring in the crowd before they begin to boo him. Not normal cartoon booing that is common in the show, but you could very clearly hear malice in it. Oh my god, are they gonna bully?
Oh my god. This is why he commits suicide. This is the reason.
Okay, creepypastas also have an obsession with, like, bullies and, like, getting revenge on bullies. Like, that's a major theme in Jeff the Killer.
And we're bullies.
We're bullies now, too. It comes full circle.
Full circle.
Full circle. The bullied become the bullies become the bullied. Listen, if you guys, I'm not going to stop reading them, so... Without further ado, let's see if Squidward's going to kill himself. Okay. All right, they can clearly hear malice in the vicious boos that they're booing at Squidward. Squidward's in full frame and looks visibly afraid. Aww. The shot goes to the crowd. Oh, we're getting like a full shot by shot of this episode. The shot goes to the crowd with SpongeBob in center frame. And he, too, is booing. Very much unlike him.
Unlike him.
If you're not familiar with it, SpongeBob is the good guy in the series.
He's the protagonist. The show SpongeBob SquarePants.
But Ariana, that isn't the oddest thing, though. What is odd? Everyone had hyper-realistic eyes.
Ooh, that's cool. I like that.
Very detailed. Clearly not shots of real people's eyes, but something a bit more real than CGI.
Ooh, ooh. Uncanny Valley.
Yeah, the pupils were... Guess what color? Guess what red. Color the pupils are? Red! Because it's a creepypasta and it has to have red pupils. Red, I can't wait for them to start bleeding, crying blood.
Yes.
Some of us looked at each other, obviously confused. But since we weren't the writers, where are the writers?
They're the interns. They just watch the TV. They don't write it. they get paid to watch the episodes 3 days early. That's their entire
job. You kids are so jealous.
Yeah. The kids would shit their pants.
Okay. So we didn't question its appeal to children yet. The shot goes to Squidward sitting on the edge of his bed.
Oh, no. This feels like this kid is like,
no.
I feel bad.
No, here's the thing. When you're like 10... This is like edgy. Like this, okay. Like you, do you remember being on the playground and people talking about like how Barney like went to jail for like smuggling coke in his tail and.
No.
Oh, I thought everybody.
No.
So that's a thing not just in my hometown or even in my state.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. There's like a whole psychoanalysis of like when you reach an age that you're still a kid, but you're trying to like.
overcome your childhood.
Yeah. Like you're trying to be like, adult. Barney's not cool. Yeah. And so you do things like, like creepy how the songs we would sing.
Like the how the Blues Clues guy went to jail.
Yeah. That one. Yes. Everyone was spreading the rumor that he like went to jail. The crimes were varied.
No, he actually did go to jail, but yeah.
No, he didn't. No, he did not.
I thought he did.
No, he definitely didn't.
Oh my God.
Ariana heard it in fourth grade and has not doubted it since.
That is a core memory for me.
I know.
Sorry, I'm just Googling shit about.
No, I'm gonna let you finish. Yeah.
I need to know.
No, yeah.
What happened to him?
Nothing happened to him. Nothing happened.
Zero things.
Nothing happened to him. He's just didn't want to do the show anymore, and
which is fair. He probably aged out of it. He probably did.
That he started going bald. Also, yeah, he was balding.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh yes.
What?
Oh my God! Wait. This says what? Burns' departure led to the resurfacing of rumors that had circulated about him in 1998, including death from a heroin overdose, being killed in a car accident, and being replaced with a lookalike. Oh my God.
Kids, that one. That's what I'm saying. Kids like are getting into horror at this age.
Yeah.
And they're kind of messy with it. And all they have is they're not reading
blogs.
Fucking Frankenstein. They're they're watching SpongeBob because they're 10. Oh, yeah, God. I go back to some stories I wrote when I was 10, and it's like, oh, I thought that was so edgy.
Real cringe.
Yeah, real cringe. And it's great. It's good shit. Now, the shot goes to Squidward sitting on the edge of the bed. Okay, he's looking sad. The view out of his porthole. We're really painting a picture here. The view out of his porthole window is of a night sky, so it isn't very long after the concert.
Must not be that long.
You have to know what time it is at all times in a creepypasta. You don't want to get
lost. It matters.
This was very soon after the concert. The view. Okay. The unsettling part is at this point, there is no sound. That is unsettling.
Oof.
Literally no sound. Not even the feedback from the speakers in the room. Oh, that's creepy. It's as if the speakers were turned off, though their status showed them working perfectly. He just sat there. Blinking in this silence for about 30 seconds.
Oh my God.
Then he started to sob softly. He put his hands, in parentheses, tentacles, over his eyes.
Guys, he has tentacles. He's a squid.
And okay? He cried quietly for a full minute more. All the while, a sound in the background very slowly growing from nothing to barely audible. It sounded like a slight breeze through a forest. The screen slowly begins to zoom in on his face. I told you, I knew that the image was important. I knew it was. Because that's all the ones that are typically like very clearly written by like toddlers, you know? Yeah. What's scary to them are the
scary faces.
The scary imagery. Yeah. Scary faces, mm-hmm. Yeah. Like that. Memo, or remember that one Momo, the one that was all over, they were just putting
Momo.
Scary videos. Yeah, that's like people just used to be putting scary shit out there on YouTube to scare children, just like scary images to give them nightmares. Hilarious. And so this was probably one of them. The screen slowly begins to zoom in on his face by slip. I like that no one's bringing it
no
up.
No one's like,
no one's
what
talking
the
about
fuck?
It everyone All the interns and the lead animators and the lead editors are just watching Squidward sob in silence.
No one's wondering what's going on.
They're like, we didn't write it. Weird. Weird episode. The screen slowly begins to zoom in on his face. By slow, I mean it's only noticeable if you look at shots 10 seconds apart, side by side.
Oh, God.
His sobbing gets louder, more full of hurt and anger. The screen then twitches a bit, as if it twists in on itself for a split second, then back to normal.
I don't understand what that means.
No idea. The wind, he really lets your mind do the work, you know?
Sure, yeah.
The wind through the trees sound, it's called a breeze, buddy. It's called...
wind through the trees.
It says wind dash through dash the dash trees sound. Gets slowly louder and more severe, as if a storm is brewing somewhere. Ooh.
Stormy.
The eerie part is, I like how we have to have the specific eerie part, even though all of this is quite eerie, but the eerie part.
But the eerie part
is this sound, and Squidward sobbing sounded real, as if the sound wasn't coming from the speakers, but as if the speakers were holes the sound was coming through from the other side. We gotta keep going. We gotta just go into it. As good
but
as...
But the eerie part is...
as good a sound as the studios like to have. They don't purchase the equipment to be that good to produce sound of that quality.
Bro. Bro. What the fuck?
Below the sound of the wind and sobbing.
Oh my God.
Below the sound of the wind and sobbing, very faint, something sounded like laughing. Yes, excellent. It came at odd intervals and never lasted more than a second, so you had a hard time pinning it. Parentheses. We watched this show twice. So pardon me if things sound too specific, but I've had time to think about them.
Oh my God.
After 30 seconds of this, 30 seconds, time interval, important, the screen blurred and twitched violently and something flashed over the screen as if a single frame was replaced. Okay, I'm really trying. All right. I think I see it. The lead animation editor paused and rewound frame by frame. What we saw. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
What we saw was horrible. It was a still photo of a dead child.
Oh my God. Too far.
He couldn't have been more than six.
Too far.
The face was mangled and bloodied. Okay, this is also you didn't listen to the one I did with Emma, the dating game. But this is very much a thing. Just like baby horror.
Just like dead children.
Dead babies, yeah. Like the scariest thing they can think
Perfect.
Of. Okay.
Perfect.
All right, let's see. So it's a mangled child. There's one eye's dangling out.
Oh my God.
His stomach was crudely cut open and his entrails lay beside him.
They love an eviscerated moment.
He was laying on some pavement that was probably a road.
What?
Just going to let Ariana
That's
digest.
That's the detail we needed?
He's probably on a road somewhere.
That's the detail we needed.
The detective's on it. It happened on a road. The most upsetting part.
No, but guys, the scary part was.
Oh, that makes me so happy. Oh, I love it. The most upsetting part was that there was a shadow of the photographer. There was no crime tape. No. I don't think this is the upsetting part, actually.
That doesn't feel like the most upsetting thing that's happening right now.
Eyeball dangling, you said? Yeah, no.
The upsetting part, there was a shadow in the frame.
A shadow of the photographer. There was no crime tape. No evidence tags or markers, and the angle was completely off for a shot designed to be evidence. It would seem the photographer was the person responsible for the child's death. We were, of course, mortified, but pressed on, hoping that it was just a sick joke.
It's fine.
People don't know how to take a joke these days, you know?
Let's keep watching SpongeBob.
Twice.
Oh, yeah, let's watch both
yeah, again
twice.
Okay, finally the screen flipped back to Squidward still sobbing louder than before and half body in frame. There was now what appeared to be blood running down his face from his eyes. Drink
from his eyes.
Everyone drink.
Bleeding eyeballs.
Universal rule. The blood was also done in a hyper realistic style, looking as if you touched it. I'm going to read this word for word. Looking as if you touched it, you'd get blood on your fingers. Got it. I'm there. It's really.
That was better than I thought.
The strain on my eyes really is. Because, all of this is one sentence.
Perfect.
A billion commas, though. Very helpful. In the wrong places. Wrong places. Okay, here we go. Hyperrealistic blood. The wind sounded now as if they're that of a gale blowing through the forest. I think he read that somewhere and it really resonated with him. A gale of wind through the forest. Yes.
He's really creeped out by wind.
Doesn't like it. That's the sound of wind through the trees. It's a gale through the forest. There was even snapping sounds of branches. Are we getting like a Bikini Bottoms thunderstorm? I love it. The laughing, a deep baritone, lasted at longer intervals and coming more frequently. After about 20 seconds, the screen again 20 twisted. 20 seconds. It twisted and showed a single frame photo. The editor was reluctant to go back. Yeah, we all were. But he knew he had to.
What?
This time, the photo was that of what appeared to be a little girl. No older than the first child. Let's see what state she's in. She was laying on her stomach, her barrettes in a pool of blood next to her.
Oh,
so
cute.
this is also a thing. Whenever you're like a kid writing a story, the characters in your story tend to be kids, like other kids. Does that make sense?
Because
that's your population.
You care about other children.
Yeah, that's your population.
Also, that's who you're trying to scare.
Yeah. She was a little girl like you. All right, let's see. Her barrette's in a pool of blood. Her left eye was too popped out. Okay.
This guy likes eye horror.
Sure does. Her entrails were piled on top of her. Different, but similar. Above another crude cut along her back. Again, the body was on the street, and the photographer's shadow was visible. Very similar in size and shape to the first. A real detective, this guy. I had to choke back vomit, and one intern,
Is it racist?
It's sexist.
It's sexist, yeah.
Damn it. I had to choke back vomit, and one intern,
and
the only,
girl, she
the
puked
only
everywhere.
Female in the room, yes. The only female God. In the room ran out. The show resumed. Now that we got that.
Girls are pussies.
Also, women in STEM, am I right? We need more than one. There's like a billion interns in this room, but there's one female, and you called her a female.
The only woman. She couldn't take it.
She couldn't take it. Again, 80 employees. We need to do something about that. Y'all need to hire more women. Maybe shows like this wouldn't happen, you know, wouldn't slip by. The last one we read, there was also a lot of like, and then I vomited and sobbed. No end house, that one.
Oh, yeah. A lot of puking.
Yeah. About 5 seconds after the second photo played, Squidward went silent, as did all sound, like it was when the scene started. He put his tentacles down, and his eyes were now done in hyperrealism, like the others were in the beginning of this episode. They were bleeding, bloodshot, and pulsating. He just stared at the screen, as if watching the viewer. After about 10 seconds, guess what he starts to do?
Vomit.
Sobs. Good guess, though. He started sobbing. Damn. This time, but it's different, because this time, not covering his eyes. He's just staring at us and sobbing.
Oh, okay. It's different.
The sound was piercing and loud, and most fear-inducing of all is his sobbing was mixed with screams.
Perfect.
Cool. Tears and blood were dripping down his face at a heavy rate.
Perfect.
Oh, my God. The wind sound came back. The main character.
Oh, my God.
And so did the deep voice laughing. And this time, the still photo lasted for a good 5 frames. The animator was able to stop. Why do you call the police, guys? Stop looking at the photos. Someone go get the writers, right? The animators,
I was
going
to say,
like,
aren't the writers like 10 feet away from you?
Yeah, also, the animators had to animate it. I'm just confused how like nobody's involved in this because
confused.
The writers aren't here.
I'm very confused.
Okay. The animator was able to stop it on the fourth and back up. I don't know. This time, the photo was of a boy about the same age. Let's see. But this time, the scene was different. Let's see how. Doesn't look like it. The entrails were just being pulled out from the stomach. Wound by a large hand. The right eye popped and dangling. Blood trickling down it. The animator proceeded. It was hard to believe. But the next one was different. But we couldn't tell what. He went on to the next.
My God.
Drink when he says next. Same thing. He went back to the first. I think this guy's getting sleepy. He went back to the first and played them quicker, and I lost it. Drink. I vomited on the floor.
There it is.
The animating and sound editors gasping at the screen. The five frames were not as if they were five different photos. They were played out as if they were frames from a video. I'm really trying.
What?
I don't know. We saw the hand
this guy.
Slowly lift out the guts. We saw the kid's eyes focus on it. We saw even two frames of the kid beginning to blink. Okay. Got a kid scooping around.
Like the kid's still alive while he's pulling his
organs out? Yeah, he's like just kind of scooping around. Okay. He's scooping around in his guts.
Got it.
And they still are like, this is a weird joke, but okay.
They're like, weird joke, guys.
I don't get it, but all right. Let's see. The lead sound editor told us to... The voice of reason at Nickelodeon Studios is the lead sound editor.
Lead sound editor.
The lead sound editor told us to stop. He had to call in the creator to see this. Straight to the top. Mr. Hillenburg. This guy is a real fan of SpongeBob.
I know. He really... He watches a lot.
He loves SpongeBob. Can't believe he's going to murder Squidward. Mr. Hillenburg arrived within about 15 minutes.
15 minutes.
He was confused as to why he was called down there, so the editor just continued the episode. Once the few frames were shown, all screaming, all sound again stopped. Squidward was just staring at the viewer, full frame of his face, for about 3 seconds.
Oh my God. Every time this guy says some sort of time frame.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Trigger warning for gun violence.
Oh, shit. Damn it. Does Squidward shoot at them through the TV? No way. No way. No way.
No. Okay, I'm going to read it. No. Okay. For about 3 seconds, the shot quickly panned out, and that deep voice said, "Do it." And we see in Squidward's hands a shotgun. He immediately puts the gun in his mouth and pulls the trigger. I know!
Oh, God.
Realistic blood and brain matter splatters the walls behind him and his bed. And he flies back with force. Holy shit. The last 5 seconds of this episode show his body on the bed. On his side with one eye dangling out from what was left of his head. Then the episode ends. This is good shit. This is how you scare children. Writers, take note.
So the
just
demon,
explode.
So a demon
their
voice
favorite
told
characters.
Him to. So a demon voice told him to commit
throughout
suicide.
Throughout the episode, yes, there was like a dark cackling in the background in a baritone voice. Perfect. So we're supposed to, I think, tie perfect. Together that a demon made him do it. This is great. This is good shit.
Lovely.
All right. Where's the lead sound editor? I've had about enough. Mr. Hillenburg is obviously angry at this. He demanded to point.
This is a sick joke.
Yeah,
guys.
I don't like this sick joke. He demanded to know what the hell was going on. Most people left the room at this point, so they just went back to work. So it was just a handful of us to watch it again. Okay, viewing this episode twice only served to imprint, the entirety of it on my mind and caused me horrible nightmares.
Aww.
Oh, not the nightmares. Yeah, bad dreams. I'm sorry I stayed. Dreams. The only theory we could think of, we're in the home stretch. The only theory we could think of was the file was edited by someone in the chain from the drawing studio to here.
Oh my God.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
What does it mean, Ariana? The CTO. I don't know what that is. Why are you explaining some things and not The CTO was called in to analyze it when it happened. The analysis of the file did show it was edited over by new material. However, the timestamp of it was a mere 24 seconds before we began viewing it. Ooh.
Spooky.
All equipment involved was examined for foreign software and hardware, as well as glitches, as if the timestamp may have glitched and shown the wrong time. Oh my God. But everything checked out fine. We don't know what happened, and to this day, nobody does. There was an investigation due to the nature of the photos. Yeah, the kids scooping their guts around. Yeah, I might want to tell someone about that.
I was going to say, can we get the police
involved? Can we call someone now? No, not Mr. Hillen. Okay. But nothing came of it. No child seen was identified, and no clues were gathered from the data involved, nor physical clues in the photos. I never believed in unexplained phenomena before, but now that I have something happen and can't prove anything about it beyond anecdotal evidence, I think twice about things. And that is how you suspend your disbelief right there. Whenever something happens to you where you can't prove anything about it beyond anecdotal evidence, it makes you think twice about things. What a crescendo of a creepypasta that was.
What the fuck?
Didn't know Squidward was going to blow his brains out. Love the sobbing. Jesus love the vomiting. Christ. Love the interns. Let's see. I don't really have the any interns. Notes. Pretty good shit.
The over-explaining of an intern's role.
They don't get paid, guys. They but you wish you were me, okay?
You would shit your pants.
You would shit yourself to have this role.
Other kids, I mean kids.
I just love that we got a little bit of everyone from the crew of SpongeBob got involved in this creepypasta.
Oh my god.
This is good stuff. It has
like this kid just saw Sinister.
I feel like this kid really wants to be an animator, but I was like, is the janitor going to come in and give his two cents?
Weigh in.
Oh my god.
I want to know if this kid... See, I want to know where these people are now. Like, I want to know, like, what they do for a living, like, what they went to college for. Like, are they writers?
If you know? Wrote this creepypasta, please email us. We just want to check in.
We want to know what you do for a living now.
We're big fans. Don't get us wrong.
Are you an animator or are you a writer? Or both?
Or both. Are you the lead sound editor, perhaps?
Yes.
Yeah. These are the questions.
Are you still an intern?
Well, that's all the spooky yes. noodle I have for you. I got to go clean Squidward's brains off of my wall. But you guys at home, stay spoopy.
Stay spoopy.